Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first reading from today's Mass fits perfectly in the liturgical time in which we find ourselves. We just celebrated Ascension Thursday this past week, and Pentecost will come next Sunday, which means we're in the novena of Pentecost, these 9 days between Ascension Thursday and Pentecost. And we're probably all familiar with the various devotions and novenas that are out there, novenas to different saints and to Our Lady. Well, they all find their origin in this very first novena of Pentecost. And so, first of all, I encourage all of you to say some prayers every day to the Holy Spirit during these 9 days, asking the Holy Spirit to come into your lives with a new outpouring. Of course, when we're baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit. Then why be confirmed, right? But see, confirmation, that next sacrament, gives a new outpouring, okay? It strengthens the power of the Holy Spirit within the soul. And so the same thing we can ask for during the novena of Pentecost, a new outpouring, a strengthening, an increase of the activity of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so here in the first reading, it mentions this time period between the Ascension and the descent of the Holy Spirit. After Jesus had been taken up to heaven, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And so it's from this passage in the Acts of the Apostles that we know where the ascension of our Lord took place. That is, on Mount Olivet, which is found east of Jerusalem. You exit the holy city, go down into the Valley of Josaphat, and then you rise up again to Mount Olivet. And it's very fitting that our Lord ascended into heaven from there, because from there he began the passion, okay, in the Garden of Olives, the passion of which he would suffer. And then so from there he would also complete the triumph and the work of redemption with his ascension into heaven. And as tradition holds, there are actually his two footprints which were left on the rock from which he ascended. So kind of to mark the last place that God incarnate had touched the earth during his earthly sojourn, he left his own footprints there. And they are now found in the chapel that was built on that site, fittingly with an open roof, right? Because our Lord ascended into heaven. So the apostles head back to Jerusalem. When they entered the city, they went to the upper room where there were other disciples as well, some women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Right, so we see how Our Lady now, that our Lord has ascended into heaven, she now is taking a more visible role as mother of the church, mother of the mystical body of Christ. She gave birth to the head of the mystical body. She accompanied our Lord during his public ministry and was there at the foot of the cross as the co-redemptrix of the human race. And so now she takes on the role as mother of the church. And so we see in religious paintings of Pentecost, of Our Lady with the apostles, she's always in the center. She has the center place because she is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She is the one principally who's interceding for them, for the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, that the church, which now exists, born from the side of Christ on the cross, will now be made manifest to the whole world. And for that, the apostles, who are weak men, need power from on high. And so this is the way we want to spend these 9 days as well, next to Our Lady, asking her to intercede for us, to send us, or that her spouse, the Holy Spirit, may be sent into our lives and fill us with his sevenfold gifts, so that we too can make manifest the church, the power of Christ in the world, and bring all souls to salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.